our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 421, the first and the second stanza. O God of hosts, O God of grace, how lovely is thy holy place. How good and pleasant is thy dwelling. My thirsty soul longs earnestly, yea, faints thy holy courts to see. And what follows, Psalter 421, the first and the second stanza. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Numbers 8, the verses 5 through 22. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And Numbers 8, the verses 5 through 22. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take the Levites from among the children of Israel, and cleanse them. And thus shalt thou do unto them to cleanse them, sprinkle water of purifying upon them, and let them shave all their flesh, and let them wash their clothes, and so make themselves clean. Then let them take a young bullock with his meat offering, even fine flour mingled with oil, and an other young bullock shalt thou take for a sin offering. And thou shalt bring the Levites before the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt gather the whole assembly of the children of Israel together. And thou shalt bring the Levites before the Lord. And the children of Israel shall put their hands upon the Levites. And Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord for an offering of the children of Israel, that they may execute the service of the Lord. And the Levites shall lay their hands upon the heads of the bullocks, and thou shalt offer the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering unto the Lord, to make an atonement for the Levites. And thou shalt set the Levites before Aaron and before his sons, and offer them for an offering unto the Lord. Thus shalt thou separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. And after that shall the Levites go in to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt cleanse them and offer them for an offering. For they are wholly given unto me from among the children of Israel, instead of such as open every womb, even instead of the firstborn of all the children of Israel, have I taken them unto me. For all the firstborn of the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I smote every firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them for myself. And I have taken the Levites for all the firstborn of the children of Israel. And I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the children of Israel to do the service of the children of Israel in the tabernacle of the congregation and to make an atonement for the children of Israel that there be no plague among the children of Israel. When the children of Israel come nigh unto the sanctuary. And Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites according unto all that the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so did the children of Israel unto them. And the Levites were purified, and they washed their clothes. And Aaron offered them as an offering before the Lord. And Aaron made an atonement for them to cleanse them. And after that went the Levites in to do their service in the tabernacle of the congregation before Aaron and before his sons, as the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so did they unto them. Thus far the scripture reading. Oh, let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Oh, Lord, when thou granteth but for the second time, on this first Sabbath day, also the first day of the newly begun year, may it then not be evil in thy most holy sight when we attempt to open our unclean lips and draw nigh unto thee to come with all our blessings, with our needs, with our trials, with our desires, and with our sins, then it is so necessary that thou filleth us with that awe, an impression unto whom we speak, also an impression of our unworthiness, of our sinnership, all sinned away and forfeited, that we need the right impression of our needs, our temporal needs, above all our spiritual needs, with an impression how dependent we are upon thee for everything. We read in thy word, may that be experienced for us and our children in this hour, that thou art able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we think or ask. Then it is so necessary that we may receive that rightful place, and that is a very low place, that thou may receive that high place, and that thy name may be glorified. Lord, we humbly ask thee in this evening that thy word may be blessed for the conversion of sinners, young and old, and that it may be used for thy people for instruction, comfort, encouragement, correction, according as everyone is need. Well, thou remember us as a people. Remember the manifold labors of the consistory. In this evening hour, then office bears hope to be installed. Ah, we commend them unto thee, who is sufficient for these things, in a special way him who shall be installed for the first time. Can be many mountains. May it please thee each time by renewal that they may be made a plain. May their eyes be upon thee. May they be given to experience that their help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May the prayers be multiplied, that the many labors of the consistory, that they may be richly blessed in this year, much fruit upon those labors by the loving and the irresistible work of thy Holy Spirit. A brother deacon in this evening hour hopes to lay down his office. We may acknowledge thee that thou wast given unto him help and strength from above, that he wasn't able to serve since the institution of our congregation. Then we commend him together with his dear wife unto thee. His thought shall multiply in this evening hour. May he be a Aaron and a Hur. Lord, we commend unto thee thy church upon the earth, the established churches, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, mission work. May the earth be filled with the knowledge of the Lord in a time when there is such a great departing. Ah, do keep us and our children under the old truth and under the old ways. Thou wast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee, and that by the foolishness of preaching that thou shalt save some. Ah, Lord, we beg of thee that in this year, that it may be many. Remember all those that labor in thy vineyard. Remember all thy truly called servants. There are those that are becoming old and frail. Remember the student. And may it please thee in this year, if it may be according to thy will, more servants for thy vineyard and teachers for our Christian schools. By renewal, we commend unto thee the many temporal needs, all the mourning ones, the elderly ones, the sick and afflicted ones, the handicapped ones. May thou grant in this year that in the midst of the family circles that love may abound. May we be found at times in secret places with the great needs, with all the concerns. Oh, wilt thou grant that wrestling for the welfare and for the coming of thy kingdom. Lord, bless oh thy word in this year, in the church, in the family circles, and in our Christian school. Remember our poor nation. We now humbly ask thee, Lord, for thy help. May it please thee to open thy word, open our mouth, open the heavens, and open our hearts. Wonder-doing God, wilt thou do wonders amongst us and our dear children? Grant a good hour in thy house, and with an impression, we have nothing to plead upon, but may we be given to plead upon thy great mercy, as it is in thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. May the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 368, the five stanzas. Arise, O Lord, our God, arise, and enter now into thy rest. O let this house be thy abode, forever with thy presence blessed. And what follows, 368, the five stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Deuteronomy 33, the verses 8, 9, 10, and 11. And of Levi he said, let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children. For they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. Our text words speak of the comprehensive blessing and prayer for the tribe of Levi, with three thoughts. In the first place, Levi's appointed place. Secondly, Levi's solemn duties. And thirdly, Levi's provision and protection. The comprehensive blessing and prayer for the tribe of Levi. Levi's appointed place, Levi's solemn duties, and Levi's provision and protection. Thus first, Levi's appointed place. Concerning the third son of Jacob and of Leah, then we read that Leah has exclaimed in Genesis 29, verse 34, and now this time will my husband be joined to me. In Genesis 49, then the dying father Jacob, with a prophetical spirit, has spoken concerning his sons. And in Deuteronomy 33, partly repeated, partly enlarged and supplemented, and sometimes even modified or reversed. And so it is with our text words, which Moses has spoken in the plains of Moab. Because in Genesis 49, the verses 5 and 6, their father Jacob has spoken solemn words concerning Simeon and Levi. And then we read, as Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly, mine honor, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. Very solemn words, which Father Jacob has spoken to those sons, because in their false zeal, overzealous concerning their sister Dinah, then they have become murderers, and to that end, they would be scattered in the land of Canaan. A Simeon seems to be implied that he was the ringleader, and also with the selling of Joseph, then it seems that he had a very large part, because when the brothers came down to Egypt, then Joseph has commanded that Simeon must be kept hostage. I read in Numbers 32, verse 23, be sure your sin will find you out. And now concerning Levi, they would also be scattered. They would not receive a portion of the land of Canaan, but the Lord would appoint 48 cities with their suburbs scattered among the tribes where they would live. 13 of those cities were priestly cities, and 6 of them were cities of refuge. Thus, what a wonder for Levi. Scattered, but the Lord has called them to serve in his vineyard. There's a blessing, brothers, one that at times may be experienced, that it becomes a wonder that the Lord is willing to use such instruments. Then we have heard it out of Numbers 8, that the firstborn of the children of Israel, they were consecrated unto the Lord, because the Lord has spared the firstborn, but that the tribe of Levi would be given to serve and to take their place. And then we read in our text, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah. At Massah in Exodus 17, where the rock was smitten and where the Lord is given water. And in Meribah, instead of speaking, then the rock was also smitten. Thus then there are two matters implied. Then it speaks of that service in the wilderness from the beginning to the end. But it also declares the great mercy of the Lord that for office bears, who send everything away, who ruin it continually, are not what they ought to be, who many times write bitter things against themselves. And then the wonder remains for those Levites, that the Lord did not say to those Levites, to that tribe, you may no longer be in my service, but they may continue. when we read those words, and that they were proved. And then we think, and also in verse 9, who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. I read in Matthew 10, verse 37, he that loveth father and mother above me, and he that loveth son and daughter above me, is not worthy of me. And then those Levites, then there were times that they have stood alone. After the golden calf was made, and Moses has come down from the mount, the tables of the law were broken. Then Moses has said unto the children of Israel, who is on the Lord's side? For most of the Israelites, they were ashamed, it seems. They have went to their tents, but there were still those that have dwelt where that golden calf was made. And then Moses has given that solemn command to those Levites that they would take their sword, irrespective of who were there, and they were given to slay them. And to that end we read, who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, more exercised with the commandments of God, with his honor and glory, than family members, has further been manifested in Numbers 25, when the children of Moab, when they have enticed the children of Israel to commit the sin against the seventh commandment, the plague was begun, and then there was a man who was so bold that has committed that sin in public. And then Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, with a holy boldness, then he has taken a javelin and he has killed them both. The plague was stopped, and we read that the Lord has promised special blessings for the house of Phinehas. Thus, the tribe of Levi, they were separated to serve the Lord. And now, congregation, in this evening, when we consider the blessing of Levi, has special instruction for office bearers. But let us remember that we are all given a place in the church. Fathers and mothers, they must be Levites in the midst of the family circles. Brothers and sisters, they must also be Levites for one another, not only the older for the younger, but also the younger for the older. What a blessing that brothers and sisters can be for one another. Thus, when we consider the blessing of Levi, then let us all turn in unto ourself. Our second thought, Levi's solemn duties. When we read in the scriptures of the Levites, sometimes it includes the whole tribe of Levi, the high priest, the priests, and the Levites. They all had their appointed place. Sometime it only refers to the Levites. And then we read concerning the Levites. Let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One. We read of those two objects five times together, and they had reference to and in the breastplate. There is not so much written and not so much described, but it is clear that they were given unto the high priest when under special circumstances that the children of Israel have asked for the will of the Lord. Thus we shall not give the different thoughts what they were. It is not written in the Bible, but they tell us that the Urim, that it means light. And to that end, the Levites, they were called to be a light. We read in Matthew 5, verse 16, let your light so shine before men and see your good works, that they may glorify thy Father in heaven. Thummim, that means perfections. We read in 1 Peter 1, verse 16, be holy, for I am holy. And when we read, be with thy Holy One, then it points that those Levites, walking in the tender fear of the Lord, an example for the Israelites, and of whom boys and girls may become jealous. When we think of Urim and Thummim, then it concerns the will of God. The Lord has given unto mankind his holy word, where we find his will. And to that end, the calling of the Levites, that the will of God may be explained to the congregation. And to that end we read, they shall teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel thy law. We read many different places was the calling of both the priests and the Levites, that the word of God, which the Lord has given hitherto, that it would be read, explained. We read it also in the time of Nehemiah and Ezra. Then further we read, incense before thee. Thus concerning that teaching, the prophetical office, and concerning the incense, the priestly office, they shall teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee. In the Bible of that incense, we read in Psalm 141 verse 2, let my prayer be set before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands in the evening sacrifice. And concerning that prayer, as set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lips. Thus that tells, that explains, that the Levites must be men of prayer, are given to offer that incense up, that it may arise before the Lord, because when we read in our text, incense before thee, then in the margin it is written, at thy nose. Thus that incense, and that is a figurative way of speaking, that incense, that it may be a sweet-smelling Savior before the Lord. I read in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, to pray without ceasing. That is so necessary when we stand on the threshold of a new year for the Levites and for the whole congregation, that many prayers may be sent up to that end. The Lord pour out the spirit of prayer and of supplication. He bind the need upon the heart. He gives the burdens, grants the opening at the throne of grace, and that it may be experienced, that the labors may be blessed. And then we read, and whole burnt sacrifice upon thy altar, that golden altar of incense can never be separated from the brazen altar of burnt offering. It is blood and incense. And now concerning that incense, that also includes thanksgiving and praise unto the Lord for as many blessings granted. And because our text words, the blessing of Levi, that follows the blessing of Judah. And now it is the calling of the Levites, that Judah may be extolled to the highest. And what a privilege it is for those Levites, when in the first place, when they may proclaim Judah, in the second place, when they may be administered out of the fullness of Judah, in the third place, with a singular eye upon the glory of Judah, and in the fourth place, when those Levites, concerning their duties, their teaching, their incense, when they need to be washed in the precious blood of the greater Judah. In the third place, Levi's provision and protection. Then we read the need. Bless, Lord, his substance. Wilt thou uphold them, Levi, spread throughout the land with their suburbs. Wilt thou also supply their daily needs. Wilt thou remember their wives and their children. But now a special prayer. and accept the work of his hands. Lord, this was so much shortcoming. Those Levites, they have much trouble with pride. Those Levites, they can feel so ignorant. They can feel so insufficient. Can be those times when those Levites that they tell the Lord, Lord, unworthy to be a Levite, 'tis best that I decline, that I lay down my office. But now an eye to the Lord, Lord, wilt thou accept and wilt thou bless the feeble labors of the Levites. What a blessing and what a privilege when there may be a Aaron's and hers. Thus, Lord, accept the teaching. Accept the feeble prayers. Oh, grant the blessing of Asher, that Asher may be blessed with children. And finally, then we read, smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. Because those Levites, they have many enemies. They bring a message that is not pleasing to the flesh. When those Levites, when they deal faithfully and warn the fellow Israelites, then many times sooner or later, they become angry. But now the blessing, the prayer, smite through the loins of them that rise against them concerning the Levites in the New Testament. Then the King of the Church has written solemn words for those that do not find those Levites acceptable and that refuse to let them enter their dwellings. I read in Matthew 10, the verses 12 through 15, that Christ has said to the disciples, and when ye come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return unto you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for you. What solemn words the King of the Church has spoken concerning the receiving of those Levites. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him. Thus that speaks of the seed of those people that hate those Levites. We hear every Lord's Day from the second commandment, rise against them and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. Thus a special blessing and a special prayer for the tribe of Levi, the wonder for that tribe, a tribe that would be scattered. Nevertheless, the Lord has separated them to labor in a service for the building and for the welfare of Zion. Amen. Oh, let us sing together of Psalter 48, the stanzas 1, 7, and 8. All ye that fear Jehovah's name, his glory tell, his praise proclaim. Ye children of his chosen race, stand ye in awe before his face. And what follows, Psalter 48, the stanzas 1, 7, and 8. We shall now read the form of installation of elders and deacons, which you can find on page 145 in the back of the Psalter. Beloved Christians, you know that we have several times published unto you the names of our brethren here present who were chosen to the office of elders and deacons in this church, to the end that we might know whether any person had ought to allege why they should not be installed in their respective offices. And whereas no one hath appeared before us who hath alleged anything lawful against them, we shall therefore at present, in the name of the Lord, proceed to their installation. But first, you who are to be installed, and all those who are here present, I shall attend to a short declaration from the Word of God concerning the institution and the office of elders and deacons. Of the elders is to be observed that the word elder or eldest, which is taken from the Old Testament and signifieth the person who was placed in an honorable office of government over others, is applied to two sorts of persons who minister in the Church of Jesus Christ. For the apostle saith, the elders that rule well shall be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. Hence it is evident that there were two sorts of elders in the apostolic church. The former were of that labor in the word and doctrine, and the latter did not. The first were the ministers of the word and pastors who preached the gospel and administered the sacraments, but the others who did not labor in the word and still did serve in the church bore a particular office, namely, they had the oversight of the church and ruled the same with the ministers of the word. For Paul in Romans 12, having spoken of the ministry of the word, and also of the office of distribution or deaconship, speaketh afterwards particularly of this office, saying, he that ruleth, let him do it with diligence. Likewise, in another place, he counts government among the gifts and offices which God hath instituted in the church, 1 Corinthians 12. Thus we see that these sorts of ministers are added to the others who preach the gospel to aid and assist them, as in the Old Testament the common Levites were to the priest in the service of the tabernacle in those things which they could not perform alone, and notwithstanding, the offices always remain distinct one from the other. Moreover, it is proper that such men should be joined to the ministers of the word in the government of the church to the end that thereby all tyranny and lording may be kept out of the church of God, which may sooner creep in when the government is placed in the hands of one alone or of a very few. And thus the ministers of the word together with the elders, form a body or assembly, being as a council of the church, representing the whole church, to which Christ alludes when he saith, tell the church, which can in no wise be understood of all, and every member of the church in particular, but very properly of those who govern the church, out of which they are chosen. Therefore, in the first place, the office of elders is, together with the ministers of the word, to take the oversight of the church which is committed to them, and diligently to look whether everyone properly deports himself in his confession and conversation, to admonish those who behave themselves disorderly, and to prevent as much as possible the sacraments from being profaned, also to act according to the Christian discipline against the impenitent, and to receive the penitent again into the bosom of the church, as doth not only appear from the above-mentioned saying of Christ, but also from many other places of Holy Writ, as 1 Corinthians 5 and 2 Corinthians 2, that these things are not alone entrusted to one or two persons, but to many who are ordained thereto. Secondly, since the apostle enjoineth that all things shall be done decently and in order amongst Christians, and that no other persons ought to serve in the church of Christ but those who are lawfully called according to the Christian ordinance, therefore it is also the duty of the elders to pay regard to it, and in all occurrences which relate to the welfare and good order of the church, to be assistant with their good counsel and advice to the ministers of the word, yea, also to serve all Christians with advice and consolation. Thirdly, it is also the duty particularly to have regard unto the doctrine and conversation of the ministers of the word, to the end that all things may be directed to the edification of the church, and that no strange doctrine be taught according to that which we read in Acts 20, where the apostle exhorteth to watch diligently against the wolves which might come into the sheepfold of Christ, for the performance of which the elders are in duty bound diligently to search the word of God, and continually be meditating on the mysteries of faith. Concerning the deacons, of the origin and institution of their office, we may read in Acts 6, where we find that the apostles themselves did in the beginning serve the poor, at whose feet was brought the price of the things that were sold, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. But afterwards, when a murmuring arose, because the widows of the Grecians were neglected in the daily ministrations, men were chosen by the advice of the apostles who should make the service of the poor their peculiar business, to the end that the apostles might continually give themselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And this has been continued from that time forward in the church, as appears from Romans 12, where the apostle speaking of this office saith, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. And in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28, speaking of helps, he means those who are appointed in the church to help and assist the poor and indigent in time of need. From which passage we may easily gather what the deacon's office is, namely, that they in the first place collect and preserve with the greatest fidelity and diligence the alms and goods which are given to the poor, yea, to do their utmost endeavors, that many good means may be procured for the relief of the poor. The second part of their office consists in distribution, wherein are not only required discretion and prudence to bestow the alms only on objects of charity, but also cheerfulness and simplicity to assist the poor with compassion and hearty affection, as the apostle requires, Romans 12 and 2 Corinthians 9. For which end it is very beneficial that they do not only administer relief to the poor and indigent with external gifts, but also with comfortable words from Scripture. We now ask the brothers to be installed to arise. To the end, therefore, beloved brethren, for Elder Mr. Henry John de Kock and Mr. Cornelius Oscom, and for Deacon Mr. Peter Cornelius Grisnick and Mr. Vincent Van Ray, that everyone may hear that you are willing to take your respective offices upon you, you shall answer to the following questions. And in the first place, I ask you, both elders and deacons, whether you do not feel in your hearts that ye are lawfully called of God's church, and consequently of God himself, to these your respective holy offices. Secondly, whether ye believe the books of the Old and New Testament to be the only word of God and the perfect doctrine of salvation, and to reject all doctrines repugnant thereto. Thirdly, whether ye promise agreeably to said doctrine faithfully, according to your ability, to discharge your respective offices as they are here described, ye elders in the government of the church, together with the ministers of the word, and ye deacons in the ministration of the poor, do ye also jointly promise to walk in all godliness and to submit yourself in case ye should become remiss in your duty to the admonition of the church? What is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation for Elder Mr. Henry John de Kock and Mr. Cornelius Oscom, for Deacon Mr. Peter Cornelius Grisnick, and Mr. Vincent Van Ray. The Almighty God and Father replenish you all with His grace, that ye may faithfully and fruitfully discharge your respective offices. Amen. Brothers, 'tis a solemn oath which you have made for the first time and by renewal. The holy apostle Paul, he has written in 2 Corinthians 2 verse 16, who is sufficient for these things? That is, for the first time, many mountains, many impossibilities. I hope they may remain, brothers, that we are never sufficient of ourselves. We have heard of that incense, the necessity of unceasing prayer with a profound impression of the value of one soul, the value of so many souls, young and old, traveling to that never-ending eternity. The Levites, they have received a special place when they were encamped in the wilderness than they were around the court, the tabernacle. Three sons of Levi, one on each side with their families, and the priesthood, the family of Aaron, on the east side, where there was the gate entering into the courtyard. Thus, as it were, then those Levites, they were guarding the tabernacle, and that is now the duty of office bearers, to guard and to take care of that tabernacle. We read in Jeremiah 6, verse 16, thus saith the Lord, that we are called to stand in the way and see. As for the old paths, where is the good way? Walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Thus, to stand for that old truth and the old ways. Levi, that means to be joined. The tribe, the blessing of Levi, that has come after the tribe of Judah. And now it is necessary that we and our children, that we are joined to the Lord through our deep fallen Adam. We have left the Lord. And now it is the calling of the Levites to instruct, also help the poor, that they must be instructed concerning that breach and that separation between souls and the Lord. To that end, that law needs to be preached, but also that greater Judah, where I read of the greater Judah in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Thus that souls, because the greater Judah, he is called Emmanuel, concerning the installation, then we have heard much out of Numbers 8. We shall keep it very short. They had to be cleansed with water, sanctification, offerings had to be brought, points to justification. They were brought before the tabernacle in the midst of the whole congregation. Then the command was given, bring them before the Lord. So it is in this evening to receive an office before the Lord in the presence of the congregation. We have heard they must be separate. They are given to the Lord. They are given to the house of Aaron as helps. And then we have heard in this evening the duties, and let the two duties be stressed, teaching and prayer. May the Lord bind the solemnity of life, the importance of being joined. Oh, what do the Levites learn? That they are so poor. They need the spirit of prayer and supplication. And what a privilege and what a blessing it is in the execution of the office for the consistory, that they need that greater Judah as prophet, priest, and king. We have heard it from the benediction, that ye may faithfully, but also fruitfully. Ah, may the prayer of Asher, may it be given unto us as a people. We may be blessed with many children. We have many children, many young people. But above all, with those spiritual children, by the grace of God. Deacon Bell, your thoughts shall multiply in this evening. The Lord has given for many years, for some years in Lethbridge, and now since the institution of our congregation in June of 1999, then the Lord has given strength that you were given to faithfully serve the congregation in the office of deacon. On behalf of the consistory and congregation, we want to heartily thank you for your manifold labors, which you were given to perform, also in acknowledgement for your wife, as she has spent many a time and many an evening alone. When you were given to serve in the congregation, the Lord remember you together with your wife. The Lord bless you as you continue life's journey. There shall be a void in your life, shall be experienced, especially at the beginning, on Tuesday evening, when there shall be a consistory meeting. Then your thought shall be with us, the Lord remember. A congregation, we read of the Levites, when they have come into the promised land, that they have dwelt in 48 cities spread throughout the tribes. And then those Levites were called to serve the tabernacle and the temple. Thus then you can understand that many times those fathers, they had to travel a great distance to perform their duties, and that their wives and their children, that they were left behind. And then we can draw the application, and to that end, the Lord remember all the wives, the children, the families of the office bearers. The Lord bless and the Lord grant his reward. Then concerning the Levites, we have mentioned to the office bearers that the name Levi, that means to be joined. And oh, young and old, we need to be joined by the grace of God, by the work of the Holy Spirit to the Lord, because by nature there is that separation. May it please the God of all grace to bless the labors of the Levites, of the consistory, in the proclamation of law and gospel, that many and young and old, among young and old, may experience that great separation. Then there shall be a weeping, and there shall be a crying unto the Lord. Whether there is a way for such a one as I am, that I may ever be joined. And to that end, the calling of the Levites to proclaim that greater Judah, the Son of God, who has been called Emmanuel. In the third place, then it is the solemn calling of the congregation. It is the duty of the Levites, we have heard, to teach. But then it is the duty of the congregation to hear. And we read specifically in the book of Deuteronomy, 7 times to do them. May God's holy word, may it have a central place in the midst of the family circles, in the midst of the church. In the next place, may there be many a Aaron's and hers. It's not only for old people, but also for the young. And how often it has been experienced by the church of God, when they were Aaron's and hers, when the matter was bound upon the heart, that they have received a special place, the necessity to respect the Levites for their offices. We have the solemn example in number 16 of what has happened to Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. May it be granted that the Levites, always that old John, that he has written in 2 John 4, that he greatly rejoiced when he found of his children, the children of that lady, walking in truth. Finally, young and old, the blessing to be under the word of God. Oh, in the desert, if we could have seen it, as a Balaam has seen it, when he was on a high mountain and he has seen that encampment, the tabernacle, the court, the Levites around the court, and at a distance, three tribes on each side, was orderly, I read, in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40, let all things be done decently and in order. If we could have beheld that encampment, undoubtedly even more so, if it was in the night watch, with that pillar of fire, with the center upon the tabernacle as a large umbrella, and all the tents of the Israelites in the glow of that pillar. Oh, then Balaam has declared in Numbers 24, verse 5, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel, congregation, my young people, shall you never leave those blessed tents? No, it is not enough. We need to be joined. But the Lord has promised in his word that his word shall be blessed. We ask the congregation to arise and to sing to these brothers of Psalter 308, the stanzas 3 and 4. Let Israel trust in God alone, the Lord whose grace and power are known, and what follows, 308, 3 and 4.
Thank you.
Therefore, ye elders, be diligent in the government of the church, which is committed to you, and the ministers of the word. Be also as watchmen over the house and city of God, faithful to admonish and to caution everyone against his ruin. Take heed that purity of doctrine and godliness of life be maintained in the church of God. And ye deacons, be diligent in collecting the alms, prudent and cheerful in the distribution of the same. Assist the oppressed, provide for the true widows and orphans, show liberality unto all men, but especially to the household of faith. Be all with one accord faithful to your offices, and hold the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience, being good examples unto all the people. In so doing, you will purchase to yourself a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus, and hereafter enter into the joy of our Lord. On the other hand, beloved Christians, receive these men as the servants of God. Count the elders that rule well worthy of double honor. Give yourselves willingly to their inspection and government. Provide the deacons with good means to assist the indigent. Be charitable, ye rich, give liberally, and contribute willingly. And ye poor, be poor in spirit, and deport yourselves respectfully towards your benefactors. Be thankful to them and avoid murmuring. Follow Christ for the food of your souls, but not for bread. Let him that is stolen or who hath been burdensome to his neighbors steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which are good, that he may give to him that needeth. Each of you, doing these things in your respective callings, shall receive of the Lord the reward of righteousness. But since we are unable of ourselves, let us call upon the name of the Lord, saying, O Lord God and Heavenly Father, we thank thee that it hath pleased thee for the better edification of thy church to ordain in it beside the ministers of the word, rulers and assistants, by whom thy church may be preserved in peace and prosperity, and the indigent assisted, and that thou hast at present granted us in this place men who were of good testimony, and we hope, endowed with thy spirit. We beseech thee, replenish them more and more with such gifts as are necessary for them in their ministration, with the gifts of wisdom, courage, discretion, and benevolence, to the end that everyone may in his respective office acquit himself as is becoming the elders, and taking diligent heed unto the doctrine and conversation, and keeping out the wolves from the sheepfold of thy beloved Son, and in admonishing and reproving disorderly persons. In like manner, the deacons, in carefully receiving and liberally and prudently distributing of the alms to the poor, and in comforting them with thy holy word, Give grace both to the elders and deacons, that they may persevere in their faithful labor and never become weary by reason of any trouble, pain, or persecution of the world. Grant also especially thy divine grace to this people, over whom they are placed, that they may willingly submit themselves to the good exhortation of the elders, counting them worthy of honor for their work's sake. Give also unto the rich liberal hearts towards the poor, and to the poor grateful hearts toward those who help and serve them, to the end that everyone acquitting himself of his duty, thy holy name may thereby be magnified, and the kingdom of thy Son Jesus Christ enlarged, in whose name we conclude our prayer, saying, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 275, we shall only sing the first stanza. Thou, O Lord, art God alone, everlasting is thy throne. Through the ages men shall sing praise to heaven's eternal King. 275, only the first stanza. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.